We learned to now, Mishnah, if a person is sitting somewhere and he's holding a sefer, which rolls out of his hands, but he's still holding on to a portion of that sefer, then min haTorah, there was no transfer that took place here. It's only midrabbanan that we don't allow him to retrieve that chefetz. It's a shvus. The Meiri explains, because a portion of that object is still contained within his hands, and therefore min haTorah, we don't consider this a transfer. There was no transfer that took place here, since it's igudoi biyodei. As for Rabbi Akiva, that's the case. How do we understand the Rambam? The Rambam tells us that if a person tosses an object into Shesaravim, so he's standing in Shesayachet and he throws a chefetz into Shesaravim, and there's a chut, a chevel, a rope, to which he's still holding on to, and that chevel is attached to the object, says the Rambam, it depends. If he has the ability to pull back the chefetz, if the rope is strong enough, if it's affixed tightly enough to the object, which gives him the ability to bring back the chefetz from Shusarab, then, says the Rambam, there was no complete hanocha took place. It never actually left, it never actually was transferred into Shusarab, because he still has the ability, technically, to retrieve the item. But otherwise, say the rope is too thin, doesn't have the ability to bring back the chefetz, or it's not tied tightly enough, and he can't go ahead and retrieve the chefetz from Shusarabim, then we consider that to be a proper hanocha. Ask Rabbi Akiva Eiger, why is this so? Even if he doesn't have the ability to bring back the chefetz, but since he's still holding on to a portion of the object, he's still holding on to that rope, which is attached to the chefetz, why is that considered to be a transfer? Why is that considered to be a complete hanocha in Shusarabim? Why is it different than the person that's holding on to a portion of the sefer? Where we don't consider this to be a complete transfer, because it's a good to be other, part of the object is still in his possession. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, there's a difference between a case of a sefer where he's still holding on to a portion of the actual object, right? The near side of the scroll is still within his hands. In that case, since the entire object hasn't left his hands, it's still a good to be other. So even though a portion is sitting in Shesaravim, we don't consider that to be a complete transfer, and we're not tur. No hanoch has taken place, as opposed to the case of the Rambam, where the entire object is sitting out in the street, but he has a chevel, he has this little rope, this little string attached to the object, and that rope is in his hands. That rope, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, is not part of the object, it's not an inherent part of the actual chefetz. It's a supplement, it's a leash, which gives him access to the chefetz. So that's a different type of case. In that case, we don't say, well, part of the object is still in his hands. We can't apply the concept of our mission to that case. And over there, says Rambam, you know what determines matters? It depends. If he has the ability to bring it back via that rope, then okay. We consider it to be still within his possession. We don't consider that to be a complete transfer, a complete hanacha. But if he doesn't have the ability, using that rope, to pull back the chefetz, then it's out of his possession, it's out of his control. We consider the chefetz have been completely transferred into Shesaravim, and a complete hanocha has taken place. Now, Abaye tells us that the reason why the Mishnah allows him to retrieve the sefer back to the eskupa, because we're speaking about a eskupa karmelis. It's not a shesayachet, rather it's a karmelis. Therefore, the Chacham did not apply any restrictions here, because at worst, what can happen? Even if the sefer completely slips out of his hands, ends up landing in Shesarab, and he decides to bring it back to the karmelis, at most it's only Issa Derabbanan, especially if it's within four amis, so there's no transfer of four amis to Shesarab as well. So since, worst case scenario, there's no Issa Deraisa, merely Issa Derabbanan, the Chacham allowed him to roll the sefer back up to the eskupa. Now there's a machlokes rishonim. Does this apply to any type of chefetz, or is this unique to a sefer on account of the covered requirement, the covered obligation to svarim? So the Rashba, other Rishonim learn that even this case of Abaye, where we're speaking about bringing back to a karmelis, which can't entail Issa Deraisa, there will be an Issa Shvus if it's any other object, anything other than Kisvei HaKodesh. So this is a special heter due to the covered of Kisvei HaKodesh. Otherwise, the Chacham would not allow him to roll it back, even in this case, which can't get to Issa Deraisa. Whereas Tosis over here, in the Devar Maskil Elam Rabbaya, learns very clearly that this is a heter throughout. It's a universal heter. Why? Because it can never lead to an Issa D'Oraisa. We're speaking about Rosh Hashanah to Karmas. We're speaking about within 4 Amos of Rosh Hashanah. So there's no Malacha D'Oraisa involved whatsoever. Therefore, it says Tosis, it brings a Raya from the Gemara later on Daf Kuf Gimel, that this heter will apply not only to a Sefer, but rather to any type of object. According to Abaye, you can go roll back to the Carmelites, to the Iskupa, provided he's still holding on to a portion of the object. And the reason, once again, is because it can never lead to an Issa D'Oraisa at most. Even if it slips out of his hands and he goes and brings it back, it can only be Issa D'Rabbanan. Therefore, the Chacham did not make his double gzera to restrict rolling it back in the case where he's actually holding on to it, for concern that it might roll out and lead to an Issa D'Rabbanan, because since it won't involve Issa D'Oraisa, there's no reason to restrict matters. So again, not only for Kisvei HaKodesh, but even to any other object as well.